This is Ken Hunter from Church Doctor Ministries, and I'm here to share the amazing, challenging, miraculous, messy local church. The discipline of studying the local church often feels like a divine train wreck. God's people are, well, people. We aren't perfect and regularly confess it. We Christians are like babies with messy diapers, and all too often, long-term grown-up Christ followers fill their spiritual pants as well. Enough for that graphic description. But I mean, think about it. God uses a weird group of people, including those like you and me, and this unusual approach is not just in our recent history. The dirty laundry is even aired in the Holy Scriptures. It might cause you to say, "What was God thinking?" Consider how God used a variety of people. Abraham was old. Jacob was insecure. Leah was unattractive. Joseph was abused. Moses stuttered. Gideon was poor. Samson was codependent. Rachel was immoral. David had an affair. Elijah was suicidal. Jeremiah was depressed. Jonah was reluctant. Naomi was a widow. John the Baptist was eccentric. Matthias and Martha worried a lot. The Samaritan woman had several failed marriages. Zacchaeus was unpopular. Thomas had doubts. Paul had poor health. Timothy was timid. And Peter denied knowing Jesus 3 times. Honest, the Bible is quite a variety of misfits. Yet, God used each one of them in His service. So what's the point? He can and will use you and me as well. The church is referenced in a variety of ways in the Scripture, including the body of Christ. Christ is the head of the body. He gives the signals, the direction, the Holy Spirit power, and the manual called Scripture. But from the neck on down, God uses people to reach people. Jesus gives this body, called the priesthood of all believers, the direction to reach their own communities with the good news, which has eternal impact. Do we blame God that the Christian movement may be losing ground in declining and aging congregations? I don't think so. The missing link is mission training. If your church is declining, like many, I wouldn't recommend blaming God. Christianity in your corner of the world is represented by your struggling congregation, and maybe most of the members are aging. And if so, it's likely not your pastor's fault. The challenge for most troubled churches is greater than the people and the present staff. The missing piece of the Jesus movement for many Christ followers is the absence of mission training. I experienced this myself, personally, and perhaps you've heard my story before. Here's a short version. God called me to be a pastor in my senior year of high school. I grew up with great active Christian parents, and we attended a good church with dedicated and talented pastors. So, my spiritual background, perhaps like yours, was well-rounded for my personal faith in Jesus as my Savior. My journey of training to become a pastor was long and rigorous. 4 years of college, 3 years of seminary, 1 year out as an intern in a church, and I learned a lot about the Bible, church history, and a little bit about how churches function. However, I didn't learn about how to reach those who are not yet believers, even though they represent the majority of people in our world. Even though the scripture says that Christ followers are supposed to go make disciples, in 8 years of training to be a pastor, I knew almost nothing about how to do it. Along with my seminary classmates, I was taught to manage the church. I was not taught on how to make disciples who make disciples. Now, what I did learn was how to pastor those who are already followers of Jesus. It's called maintenance of ministry, and it's good, but maintenance plus outreach is what Scripture models. Thinking I must have missed some essential teaching along the way, I chose to enter the seminary graduate program. For 3 more years, I was able to take great classes, and I learned a lot. It was good. But almost nothing I learned was about how to reach lost people. Technically, the discipline is called missiology, the study of missions. As a new pastor, I inherited a congregation that was quite large, but aging and declining. I didn't help my people reach out. I mean, you can't train others in what you've never learned. My church continued to decline. Each year, I performed many more funerals than baptisms. There were very few in my new member class. It took a while for me to conclude that for most American pastors, there is no training in missions. Somehow, most Christians and their denominations believe that lie that America is a Christian nation. The only pastors that get mission training are those who become what they call missionaries, which means that they're sent to a mission field, which usually includes all those other countries around the globe. Yet, it excludes reaching those who are far from God in our own country. You know, most pastors in America are not trained to equip their church members to be missionaries to their unchurched friends and neighbors. Those who are trained equip church members to be missionaries to those in their social network who are not yet believers. These are the congregations in our world that are growing today. Lack of training is the missing link for all the others. So what do we end up with? Well, it's called church decline. But don't blame your pastor. You see, if your church is declining, you already know there are more funerals than baptisms. Are the majority of members those who have been at your church more than 10 years? Are there fewer families with younger children? You see, these are the signs that your congregation may be declining, even dying one funeral at a time. Look, it's difficult being a pastor of a declining church, yet in most cases, it's not your pastor's fault. Most pastors, especially in mainline denominations, have never been trained in this discipline called missiology, the study of missions, the biblical teaching of effective mission work. Ironically, the training is not difficult. So, back to my own history. Early in my career as a pastor, I was so frustrated by my declining church. My PhD training in graduate school for my denomination was great, yet after taking almost all the courses my seminary and my denomination provided, I still didn't get missiology, the study of effective missions. After a year and a half of frustration in my early ministry, I received some literature one day about a seminary that taught American pastors to be missionaries in their own nation. I was intrigued, and I followed up. And for 3 years, I attended classes 2 weeks at a time, 3 times a year, and this experience changed my life, and God used it to help me lead and change my church. Today, decades later, that urban church is filled with young families. When I attended worship there recently, the church was filled. In that urban setting, I was the only Anglo in that vibrant African-American worship service, and I was thrilled. So let's talk about mission training for you and for your church. If you sense that God is calling you to help your church become a mission-driven congregation, it can happen. At Church Doctrine Ministries, we have developed several teaching approaches for those who are open to learning missiology, open to becoming missionaries without leaving home. One delivery system that we use is an on-site workshop at your church. You can even invite neighboring churches to encourage some of their members to attend. Another option is to use the video teaching courses from Church Doctrine Ministries. It's less expensive, but it doesn't provide the interaction and questions answered by a live presenter. There are a couple of issues you should understand clearly. Not everyone in your church will be excited about mission training, so get over it. However, in just about every church, there are a few key influencers who would be eager to learn and become missionaries to those in your community. Another thing you should realize is that mission training is not an evangelism program. It does not require those who are mission trained to knock on doors and talk to strangers. Instead, those with mission training will become a catalyst to help your church and staff and leaders develop ministry strategies that reach those who are unchurched. You see, missiology will flavor everything you do at your church. Mission training will also help you consider new ministry strategies that fit the uniqueness of your congregation and your community. So what can I recommend? I recommend you pray for change. Is your church declining? Are there more funerals and baptisms? Are the majority of church members those who have been at your church for 10 years or more? Are there fewer families with young children? You see, those are the signs that your congregation may be declining, even dying, one funeral at a time. You know, it's difficult being a pastor of a declining church. Yet, in most cases, it is not your pastor's fault. Like me, most pastors, especially in mainline denominations, have never been trained in missiology, the biblical teaching of effective mission work. Ironically, that training is not difficult. Early in my career as a pastor, I was frustrated by my declining church. My PhD training in graduate school for my denomination was great. Yet after taking almost all the courses my seminary had to offer, I still didn't get missiology. After a year and a half of frustration in my early ministry, I received that literature that taught American pastors to be missionaries. So I went, and it changed everything. So continue to pray. Pray for change. Join us at Church Doctrine Ministries and pray for those in our country to know and follow Jesus Christ. You see, your church is an outpost for the good news that changes a nation, one person at a time. You likely know of some churches in your area that are effectively impacting people for Jesus Christ. And sometimes, maybe even with a hint of jealousy, we Christians can wonder what gimmick or super preacher or fantastic program are part of these growing churches. While it's not always the case, most of those churches that sustain growth by reaching those who are unbelievers are mission-driven congregations that have a core group of influencers with mission training. Consider forming a prayer group focused on asking God to bless your congregation with those who have the gifts, the passion, and the interest for the growth of God's kingdom through your ministry. Ask God to identify those who have the potential for training to become missionaries without leaving home. Pray that among them there will be those who are called to learn the biblical elements of missiology. They will become missionaries to those in their own social networks who are not yet believers of Jesus Christ. Pray for those who are willing to be trained to become resident missionaries in your church. Continually communicate that we do live on a mission field, and from the perspective of Jesus, we are all missionaries to those in our social networks. If you are not called to do mission work from your church, you are called to pray regularly for those who are called. One more thing. Move the movement forward. Share this material with every Christian you know. Share it with other leaders in other churches. Multiply the mission of Jesus that He has given us and given to every believer, every church. And you know what? That could change the nation. Learn more at www.churchdoctor.org.